Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mullet Cast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. We are on a special AC vacation with comedian John Moses down at the Iron Room.
Today we're also doing double duty, sorry to interrupt, for Backup Plan Show, at Backup Plan Show on Instagram.
That's right. Let me press record on that. I'm doing triple duty. I'm running a camera. I'm trying to post shit. John also does home inspections, so if anyone's listening, you need a home inspection, check him out.
That is the easiest way for me to make some money right now. Everything else is Hail Mary.
All right, so we're joined by Damon Redman. Check out Damon on optiononegroup.com, optiononegroup.com, and follow him on Instagram at Damon Redman, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Damon is a realtor based out of Newark. What's going on, Damon? We met you a couple times, actually. Actually, oddly enough, the first time I met you was in Asbury Park, because you guys have an office in Ocean Township as well.
Correct.
Yeah, so how's everything going?
Great. Everything is awesome, man.
That's cool. So I overheard you, like, you got a little crazy at the triple play party last night. What happened there exactly?
No, we can't talk about that stuff. Whatever happens.
Those are off-air conversations.
No, that's Las Vegas where it stays there. Atlantic City, man, and people talk. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, not me, man. Old school, so keep that alone.
That's cool. I appreciate that. So John mentioned the Backup Plan Show. Part of the Backup Plan Show, John's helping educate comedians how to use real estate to, you know, basically supplement their artistic career. Then one spot we ended up was in Newark, which is why we were talking with Option One. What have you seen happen over the course of this year in Newark? What's going on real estate wise? Where are prices going? That kind of stuff.
Oh man, the market is on fire right
still.
Now.
Still.
I think it's getting close to a peak.
Okay.
But the numbers are insane right now. A lot of my real, you know, seasoned buyers, cash buyers, have backed out.
Really?
Yeah, because they're getting priced out.
Because they feel like it's already...
Yeah, they're getting priced out.
Right.
People are overpaying and, you know, they're bidding it up. We're having bidding wars constantly.
It's funny. Somebody hit me up the other day on one of my Cash Money Playboy signs.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, you know, I've got a 3-family. I think he was into it all in... Yeah, he had it listed for $350. It wasn't going anywhere. I think he was like basically saying, I got to give the bank $250, you know, and then I would like to make $20 myself. And I was thinking, man, when we first started looking at that place, $250 was the number I would look at a 3-family after you had finished renovating the thing.
Well, that's the real number.
Right.
$250 to $275.
Right.
Fully renovated. I mean, at that point, the rents cover the debt service, so it makes sense. But when you're at $350, we've got 3 families right now at $465.
Wow.
Yeah.
And would you guys pick those up for a song 5 years ago?
Oh, no, they're paying, you know, the auction right now.
Right.
They're, the 3 families, 3/3/3, are selling for $250,000.
At auction.
Cash.
And they need $100 worth of work.
At least $100.
Right. So that's what we were just talking about with someone here that, like our area, Monmouth County, that's what's happening at Sheriff's Sale. People are paying like pretty much full retail, basically on places that need work. They're saying the same thing's happening in Atlantic City. So, I mean, I don't know. When's that going to let up, you know?
Never mind when's it going to let up. How do you buy properties at those numbers right now as an investor? I mean, you can't wait for a correction.
Right.
You know?
Well, what I'm seeing is, you know, those investors that are looking more long-term, they're able to pay a little bit more.
Right.
You know, but with the problem that I'm seeing coming back into Newark is the fraud, believe it or not.
Is it?
And the scams. You know, people are tying up properties, not disclosing what their intentions are. So if they're going to turn around and wholesale it or sell it, you know, I do wholesaling myself.
Right.
But it's all about disclosure. You know, you want everybody to be on the same page at that table.
Right.
But what I'm seeing right now is people are not on the same page.
Right.
And it's becoming a problem. And I'm thinking that you're going to see some headlines come soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think so? So what about, like what I've noticed, do you notice more and more like people that don't know what they're doing getting into real estate business?
Absolutely.
Like the interesting thing, I had a guy recently trying to wholesale a property, and basically what he was doing was he knew of a property a realtor had listed. He thought giving someone like a referral to a realtor was wholesaling a property. It's like, dude, you're not wholesaling a property just because you know someone has a listing. You know what I mean?
Listen, I don't have a problem paying somebody's wholesale fee. I don't have a problem paying $20,000. I have a problem paying as much as I'm going to make if I have to do the hard work of rehabbing it. And I just feel like there are not enough wholesalers out there, you know, sort of operating scrupulously, if that's a word.
That's right. So, Damon, how has wholesaling changed since you... How long have you been wholesaling properties?
I started wholesaling in 2009.
Right. So you've been around...
I've been around. I actually...
In wholesaling years, that's like a 40-year career, man.
They didn't even call it wholesaling in 2009, probably, right?
No, they didn't.
Well, the funny thing is, I started making most of my money on these websites, like Hubzu. I was one of the first agents. I can't prove this, but... Because a lot of times hubs wouldn't list their properties on the MLS. So I would go on the website, tie it up, and just sell the LLC, quit $10,000-$15,000.
Wow.
And then the client, you know, still leaving enough room in there for my buyer to make his money.
Sure.
Now.
$10,000-$15,000 is not greedy.
No, well, I try to keep my, I'm an investor. So I know that if I try to bleed you off of one deal, you're never coming back.
Right.
And it's a volume-based business.
There you go.
And what you talked about, people have this misconception of what wholesaling is.
Right.
It's a catchphrase right now. It's like the hot topic that everybody's talking about, and nobody's really educating individuals on how it works.
Right.
And they think it's an easy way to get in. Hell, wholesaling is actually harder to me than flipping houses.
I agree.
Everything is in finding. That is 90% of the business is in finding good deals that you can make a profit on.
Totally. I mean, like you said, that's the problem is people go around like, you know, networking events or real estate, like infomercial type of things, and it becomes the hot word. It's like, oh, you have to be a wholesaler first to flip. So everyone gets, and they don't know what it is or what it entails, and they're not learning anything.
Well, they just had that, not to mention any names, but they had that big event in Edison a couple months ago.
I remember that. Didn't you go to that?
Yeah, it was
that. It was a big, big event. So a lot of my clients, they call me after going to these events.
Right.
And they're motivated, they're excited.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I just keep it real. I'm like, dude, come to my office. We'll sit down, come up with a realistic plan.
Right.
No, Damon, I can't do that. I went to this thing. I want to wholesale, make a quick $5,000 in the next 30 days. All right, that's not going to work. You don't have a clue of how this stuff
works. You got to spend $1,000 to maybe get that one deal if you got $1,000.
Maybe.
If you know what you're doing.
I study wholesalers throughout the country, and wholesaling is more of a marketing play than anything else.
Absolutely.
If you know how to market, most marketing guys partner with real estate guys. Those are the ones that make the most money.
Right. I mean, you're sitting next to the guy that created the Cash Money Playboy sign, right? Speaking of marketing.
That kind of thing go viral.
I wasn't sure, man. Looked like
I'll buy your mama's house. That is still a reality.
It's generated some calls.
Well, I'm sure.
The first deal's coming.
Oh, yeah. So, but I mean, listen, what people don't seem to understand is you got to buy right. You know, if you buy right, a $20,000 mistake isn't going to be the end of your fucking career. Right. You know, but if you don't, you know, and you're paying close to market, all of a sudden that $20,000 is coming right out of your pocket instead of your profit line. You know?
Yeah. And another thing is the financing. We had a meeting this morning. Realtors too and investors are tying up properties, saying that they're paying cash, but they're using hard money.
Mm. Right.
Right.
So the new
that's my move.
The new move is, but no, what we do, we don't play that shit. Excuse my language, but no, we don't play that. So you got to put up a non-refundable deposit that we hold, and that's it. But what's happening is that
you know, I can't tell you how many people I argue with that, like, this isn't a cash deal, like, and they're like, no, but they're getting cash at closing. I'm like, dude, if you take a mortgage, you're getting, everyone's getting cash at closing. It doesn't matter. But you're taking, it's hard money. It doesn't matter. It's not a, you know.
Well, let me tell you how some of these realtors don't know how to read or understand how this works. When they fill the contract out, they put cash.
Right.
But then they put hard money.
Hard money.
And it's contingent upon the hard money appraisal.
Right.
That's not cash.
No. So it might as well just be a mortgage.
It pretty much is.
It is.
Hard money now is just like getting a mortgage.
Right. Yeah. It may be.
Well, it's easier to qualify.
Some loophole, you know, right. Maybe a little easier, but whatever.
Right. Right.
All right.
But you still got to come up with your 10, 20, 30% or whatever.
Right. You still have to get approved.
Pretty much.
The bottom line, deal could fall apart, you know? That's the bottom line.
And some of these hard money lenders are setting investors up.
Right.
You know, they're putting all their money into the transaction. They have no money to start the project. And then what the hard money lenders do is they put a deed in lieu clause in that agreement. Right. So they don't have to go through the process of foreclosure.
Right.
So if you don't make those payments on time,
they
automatically take the property.
Oh. Right.
So you spend all that work finding the deal, and they're sitting back.
And then you demo it. You hand it over.
You hand it over.
Damn. So let me ask, and this might not be like a question you can answer like immediately, but is there a neighborhood or neighborhoods in Newark, you don't even have to name them on air, we can do that afterwards, that, you know, you can still get into like a three family for 200 where you're not going to get your face blown off?
I'm supposed to answer. He said, but you don't want me to answer that, right? You
just crazy. I just want to answer if there are areas. I don't want to know the area per se. I mean, I do want to know the area.
You said for 200,000?
Yeah, so this is what I'm looking at. Okay. This is what has always been the focus of, you know, what we're doing here at the backup plan, and that is, you know, get comics in decent areas in Newark that are still commutable to New York City where the rents from two units will pay for the entire property. Is that still a reality in Newark in areas that aren't, you know, that aren't bad, where people that look like me might be able to walk safely, and not that they're all going to be that, but I'm just saying we're trying to encourage comics and artists to go on one area and maybe start to turn or create some equity value in that area, but there's got to be a low enough entry point where it makes sense to do that, you know?
You might have missed that boat.
They might have missed the boat. Don't break my heart.
Might have missed the boat. I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
I think you can find stuff here and there.
Yeah,
but
here and there.
Once again, it's
butthole blocks.
Inventory is so tight, and people are so anxious to get in, and the metrics aren't there. As fundamental investments, the stuff we talk about, it's just not adding up.
Right. So even if it's like, you know, from an investor standpoint, it might be tight. But if you're the end user homeowner, you know, who's going to be staying there for 30 years or holding on to that, or even moving out in 5 but holding on to the property, could those numbers still work? Or is it just that the neighborhoods are crazy?
It's a combination of both.
Because my buddy is staying in a house right now on one side of a 2-family, and he's paying $1,500, and they just bought that 2-family. They just closed on it in September for $125. Mm. Now, he is saying he's the only guy walking around in the neighborhood. Like, people drive by and be like, you know.
Well, that's what you said.
Right.
You said neighborhood is important.
Right.
So
right.
You can get lower numbers, but the risk is you got to watch out.
Right. So I guess it's where are the lowest numbers where maybe we can turn that neighborhood around a little bit, where maybe you don't have to watch out.
Well,
I guess that's how you think.
That's what's interesting. It's like the block we're on. And 4 years ago, you know, one of these buildings was purchased for $24,000, and there was like nothing on this block, right? So, I mean, it takes time, but things can turn around, you know.
And you can find opportunities out there.
It's right. Just,
most investors are lazy. Mm-hmm. They call me, you know, they want me to go kill their food for them. They don't want to pay me to sell it to them.
Kill me.
So, if you're willing to take the time out and do the old school ways of finding opportunities, you can find them. But it's going to take some work.
That's
right.
All right. We got to wrap up.
I want to pay you
because we got to
which I will take.
He wants to
Perfect.
That's awesome. All right, he hasn't seen your act yet. He might change his mind when he comes back later.
He's not the guy I'm worried about this place. Me and Damon are cool.
That's right. Awesome. All right, Damon, thank you for coming in. Once again, Damon Redman with the Option One Group. Check them out at optiononegroup.com. That's optiononegroup.com. Follow him on Instagram. Actually, I did a little research. You're Damon Damon_Redman. So it's Damon_REDMOND. Follow Damon also on Instagram. Damon, we appreciate you coming in. We're going to be coming up to Newark and filming some more stuff with you.
Let me know. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Wicked.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights.
Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.